Before taking over the rotating European Union presidency today, Sweden said the EU must do more to fight rising public debt and unemployment to ensure any recovery from economic crisis is sustainable. The European Commission forecasts the EU overall deficit will be 6% this year and 7.3% in 2010 unless policies are changed.
Meanwhile, European Union Commission President José Manuel Barroso said today a new international agreement to fight global warming will be the most important task during Sweden's six-month EU presidency. We spoke with EU Commission's deputy spokesperson, Pia Ankelda Hensen. She told us more about what the Commission hopes to achieve during the next 6 months.
President Barroso, the president of the European Commission, will be sending strong signals to the Swedish presidency about cooperation in several areas, but perhaps more than anything in the two areas which have been defined as the two top challenges, namely leading Europe out of the economic crisis and achieving a global climate change deal in Copenhagen at the end of the year. As you know, we have been making significant proposals. Europe is going to the climate summit in Copenhagen with one voice, but there are a lot of issues that need to be sorted out both internally and with our partners in the world before we can move towards a deal in Copenhagen. On the economy, it's the same. The Commission has put a lot of things on the table. There are proposals, financial supervision. There is an EU recovery plan, which was proposed by the Commission and which is being implemented as we speak. And obviously that needs to be followed up during the Swedish presidency.